You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast with host Fifi Peters.
Thungela Resources, the coal company that was spun out of Anglo American earlier this year. Well, it has cut its export sales guidance for 2021, and this is due to some troubles at Transnet, which is making it difficult to get product or enough product out of the country. For more, I'm joined by Thungela Resources CEO July Ndlovu. July, thanks so much for your time. Remind me, it was this year that you listed.
In fact, a few months ago, we started trading as an independent company.
Yes.
In June. Good evening, Afifi.
Good evening. You know, this pandemic has blurred timelines. So I just wanted to make sure that I was on the same page. Right. So you started trading and things have gone well. In fact, we've heard from our market analyst how your share price has shot up as a result of the dynamics in your market. But nonetheless, you are currently experiencing challenges at Transnet on the ground. How is this impacting your business? What's the situation like there?
The issues have been well covered widely, and there are four industry categories, security and maintenance challenges at Transnet. Clearly, when we announced our results at interim, we said, whilst there were problems at Transnet, we had developed action plans to be able to manage our situation. Transnet has not been able to improve their performance since they came out of the shutdown. And we have had to invoke some of our actions that we said we would do, which include making sure that the highest margin coal finds a seat on the train. We also have worked quite extensively with Transnet to help on the security situation. I'm told actually that where we've deployed security as an industry, a stretch of about 240 kilometers, and it's only 2 weeks, early days, but we haven't had a single security incident, which suggests that what we've done works. However, if we don't see a significant improvement, we think we'll be stock-bound between now and year-end, which is the reason why we've had to issue the sales that we issued this morning.
Okay, so just more in simple language. So you're prioritizing the coal that makes you the most money, that has the highest margins, and that is going out for exports. So what's happening with the rest?
We have had to stockpile coal at our mines. So when we say we are stock bound, what we mean is we're running out of stockpile space at our mines, and we project that somewhere between now and year end we'll be running out of stockpile space.
And then. Fine. So then you've got this idle stock that's sitting there that could have been making money for your business and even for SARS in terms of the mining taxes that we have seen, but that is not. So how long can it stay there? And what is the potential loss in sales as a result?
Look, it is a significant. We said our stocks are likely to increase in H2 by about 1.3 million tons. Depending on what price you take, I mean, that could be anything between, 2 and 2.5 billion rand worth of revenue tying up, which would have contributed to this economy.
Hmm. What have you had to tell some of your clients, July?
Look, this has been quite a challenging time for our clients, but given that they understand the issue and the work that we're doing, we are actively engaging with TFR to try and resolve some of the maintenance issues now that we've got this security intervention in place. I must say that challenging as things are, there is a willingness for us to work together with Transnet. But clearly, it's going to take time to find the solutions that we need to.
What kind of concessions are they making for you? I mean, you're losing out on revenue here. What is Transnet doing to compensate you for this?
There's not much they can do, unfortunately. Much as I'd want them to. At this point in time, quite honestly, Fifi, my first priority is to ensure that we as an industry and as a company can work with Transnet to get trains back online. And if we can achieve that over the next 3 to 6 months, I think we as a company and the country will be better off for it. I think that should be actually our focus. And I'm hoping that we can work with the government to ensure that we bring TFR back to what it has always been.
Mm. And if you can't, I mean, what's the plan B for your business? I'm sure your shareholders would want to know potentially how you're thinking of the worst case scenario.
Look, our options as a coal industry are quite limited. I mean, we have got very efficient infrastructure to the port. The port is quite good. It is actually specifically designed to make sure that it takes trains only. So there is no other alternative to get coal to our export market. What that means, Fifi, is whatever we do, we've got to work together as an industry, as a country, to resolve these issues. Even if it includes looking at investments into new trains, whatever it takes, this is not tenable.
All right, July, thanks so much for updating us there on quite a grim situation on the ground, but it does sound like you're quite hopeful that there can be a resolution. We only hope. July Ndlovu, CEO at Thungela Resources.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app, and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.